Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you as we come into the end of this chapter, Father God, that you just enlighten, encourage, and motivate each one, Father God. I thank you. It's become clear if we don't take your Son, if we don't take you, Jesus, into the picture, we lost. Unless you build the house, we labor in vain. And you desire godly fruits. It's all come out in this chapter this week, Lord. So just thank you, Father God, to help us encourage and lift up and motivate now as we close, Father God, this chapter in Jesus' name. Amen. Greetings, precious disciples. I'm not reading all the woes, and we can just see, you know, unless the Lord builds a house, you labor in vain. If God's not lighting the fire, you will lie down in torment. Those that have taken hold of Jesus, that's the answer, taking hold, looking to him, and staying in Christ, too busy with the good to do the bad. So we just came to just end off the readings here from, we're going to do from verse 33 to verse 36.
You serpents, you brood of vipers, how are you to escape being sentenced to hell? Therefore I sent you prophets and wise men and scribes, some of whom you will kill and crucify, and some you will flog in your synagogues and persecute from town to town, so that on you may come all the righteous blood shed on earth, from the blood of the righteous Abel to the blood of Zechariah, the son of Barachiah, whom you murdered between the sanctuary and the altar. Truly I say to you, all these things will come upon this generation.
Yeah, and sadly, this is what happened 70 years after, approximately 70 years after Jesus said this. The Roman army came in under Titus, and they surrounded, and Jerusalem went into a terrible state like never seen before. Bible says that. And the stone, the temple was torn down. I don't want to go into it. It was bad. It was terrible. But praise God. Jesus has come, guys. This is what we must never forget. And this is the whole thing, everything we've been hearing here, and that if you don't put Jesus, if Jesus is not in the equation, you are Antichrist. And Antichrist is everything that is evil, where in Christ is everything that is good. So that's the bottom line. Are you for Christ, in Christ, with Christ, or are you not? And if you're not, you are in a terrible, slippery place. Those who find their life will lose it. Those who lose their lives for Jesus will find it. Unless the Lord builds a house, you labor in vain. And so, just in encouragement, you know, I just want to share these couple of important, positive encouragement. Hebrews 12 from verse 22 tells us that the kingdom, which is also called the city of God, the heavenly Jerusalem, Mount Zion, we have come to it. It's there, amen? And that's where all the angels are as well. And that's where the church is, those that have gone ahead, and we are part of that church built on the foundation of Jesus. This is where we find God the Father. This is where we find Jesus. This is where the power of the Spirit is at work, where we can look to Jesus, listen to Jesus, and walk with Jesus. So that's the beauty of where we come to. And I believe every believer must take hold of that, because when you know that, you're able to persevere and endure whatever is being thrown at you, because that is life and life in abundance. See, you've got everything pertaining to life and godliness. You've got the realities are available, and we have come to it. But then the Hebrews 12 from verse 1 on brings the encouraging motivation that we need. And first of all, there's a great cloud of witnesses. These are the people that has run the race. This is our brothers and sisters that's cheering us on. And what are they cheering us on? To look to Jesus. Because Jesus has paid the price. He has brought in this new and this better covenant. And he's ruling and reigning to help us, his bride, his body. Amen. His branches, to help us for what? For the joy set before us, for the fulfilling the name written in heaven that we have, to be the fragrance that he made us to be. We are his workmanship, for good works laid out before us. And so we must persevere through testings, because we are sons in training. What is this training? Being disciplined, being discipled. So that's a disciple. It's someone staying with the Lord, pushing on with the Lord. As it was with the first disciples, so it is with us now. The last disciples, we can say, because we are here now. Amen. So what are we being disciplined and trained up for? To reap the fruitful peace, the fruitful fruits of righteousness, the plan and purpose of God. Amen. And so we must strengthen what must be strengthened, and we must pursue peace and holiness. Holiness is, Lord, I need your help. Lord, I need to pursue peace. Show me the way. And then the Lord shows you the way. And the scripture goes on in that. And if we don't pursue peace, we won't experience the Lord, won't see the Lord. But praise God, when we pursue peace, we see the Lord. We experience him. And I just thought, you know, when you do it God's way, you have eternal benefits, the redemption, sanctification, all those things come. But it's actually the beautiful revelation is when soon as you choose and you call on God to help with your daughter, help with your children, help with your people at work, help in any situation, you are turning to the living God. And there you are already seeing the Lord. So it's already experiencing him. And yes, the good things that will follow, the perfect solutions that will come, that will all be evidence that you have looked to the Lord. So that's so beautiful. And then last of all, get better, not bitter. Don't sell your birthright. Stay in this. This is life. Outside of fellowship, in tune with and walking conscious of the Lord on a daily basis, is death, guys. There's no life there. So you in this to the end. You in this for good. This is a permanent marriage. This is a permanent eternal life. This is the God quality of life that you're experiencing right now in Jesus' name. Be blessed, arise and shine in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.